Hello.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good.
Coach, Chad was talking about how the team needs to get its swagger back and how a good performance Monday night would do that. Would you agree with Chad that the team needs to get a little bit more of its confidence back?
I think you gain confidence by being successful. So, I mean, I think that goes hand in hand. And, he is in as well as anyone. I don't know that he ever loses his swagger, but the more you do things successfully, the more confident you are in things, and you look forward to good things happening.
How much has consistency been at the root of some of your problems?
No, I think that's the key word, and that's the word I've been using. And that's important, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams. I think in all three phases, we need to be more consistent. And we do some things that are spectacular, and we do some things that are a lot less than spectacular. So we need to, be consistent. And I've got some guys who've performed in the past at a very high level, and right now they're trying too hard. They're trying to be just perfection on every play in there, thus coming up a little short, put too much pressure on themselves rather than just the one playing it and doing it the way they've always done it.
Marvin, I know you've been rotating offensive linemen, which is not usual on the offensive line. What's the reasoning behind that, and how do you think that's worked out for you so far?
Well, I don't think we've rotated anybody, really. We had Willie Anderson, who's the only guy who has been starting and playing some, and Scott Kustra. They kind of have been splitting it, but that's really, we're not really rotating anybody. We've had some injuries, and we kind of keep the next guy up and going. We got Levi Jones back in there last week, in order to work him back into the starting lineup. And then, unfortunately, after three plays, the guy beside him gets hurt, and so Andrew goes back in at guard, and away we go. And our center has been injured.
Is there any benefit to keeping guys?
Well, I think there's benefit. The more snaps you get to guys who normally don't get snaps, as long as they're playing at a high level, then obviously you gain some depth and some experience rather than the guy getting thrown right into the fire, without any previous snaps. So as we get healthier, this will be a benefit to us. Right now, we're just trying to keep working and make sure everybody stays on the same page all the time.
Marvin, do you think your defense gets a bit of a bad rap, especially this season, because of the special teams? A couple of the drives have started in your own territory.
Well, we've had some unfortunate plays in all three areas. So, your team is defined by where it ends up at the end of the football season, and not after three games. And we've had some highs and some lows, and we just have to keep working.
How's Rudy Johnson?
Rudy's got a sore hamstring. We'll see how he is later in the week.
How does Adelius Thomas, how does his presence change the Patriots' defense?
I don't know if AD changes it, but what he does is he adds another tremendous player, but more importantly a professional and a real pro, a guy that from a young player on, has always studied the game, and I used to call him the only first veteran rookie I ever had. And so he's always been a guy a little bit ahead of his time. He really understands it. He takes it very seriously. And every opportunity, every morsel that he's ever been given, he's taken advantage of it.
Was that interception return against the Chargers sort of indicative of what his
I saw that many times on the practice fields there in Baltimore. So, things that AD does, ends up doing out there on the field don't necessarily always surprise me.
Coach,
that's why we drafted him.
Coach, obviously you've got some great weapons on offense. You can strike quickly. But now the Patriots have that as well with Randy and Wes Welker. Is the running game for you going to be important, too, to try to control some clock? And keep
there's no question. I think they have the Patriots' running game kind of gets somewhat overshadowed at times. But Maroney is their running backs are tremendous. All three players really just do, just a tremendous job. And they're great runners, they have great speed, and an ability to cut and hit the ball downhill and make a big play in a hurry. I've been very impressed last year when we got to play against him as a rookie. So they've got a fine running game. I think they do a nice job of blending the run and the pass together. And, you know, they've gone out and got some weapons, as you said, that keep you from just sitting out there and stacking in the running game.
How about your running game? How important is it for you to...
Well, it's important, and we have to get, you know, we have to begin to do things that we do better and execute better in our running game. It's a very important thing. We had in the first part of the game last week, we had some five-yard gains, four-yard gains, but then we had some minus yardage plays, and we've got to prevent those blow-up minus yardage plays.
What are your impressions, your early impressions of Randy Moss, and how do you defend against him?
Well, he's playing like at the level he was playing there in Minnesota. You know, he's getting an opportunity to get the ball. There's a lot of confidence, I think, in him to bring the ball his way, and he's going up and physically making those plays. So you got to do a great job of being sound and disciplined, and he's a guy that when you're lining up on the field defensively, you want to make sure you know where number 81 is.
Marvin, I know you're on the competition committee here. Do you feel like the flap that went on up here, does that make a stronger case for you guys to finally push through the defensive coach-to-player communication?
Well, I think that'll be an interesting dynamic after the season of how that comes. I think the commissioner will definitely push harder for it. And, I think that's something that I think he'll probably want to see pushed in. But I can't tell that. You know, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. There are some... it's not 100% the system that was proposed, and I think there needs to be some a little bit of revision in what was proposed, and I think maybe everybody will get on the same page with those revisions now.
Do you have any concern, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but my understanding is, you know, members of the competition committee did not actually see the tapes that the NFL sees from the Patriots. I mean, does that make it harder to kind of come up with rules changes to prevent that from happening again?
Well, I mean, I think the rules are in place, and that's been something that's in place prior to me ever being on that committee. But we have not seen the tapes. At least I have not. I'm not sure about other people. But secondly, I just think, it's something that occurred, and I know everybody wants to put it both behind the Patriots and coach there. It's overshadowing an outstanding football coach, and that's unfortunate. This guy is, I can't tell you how, since I've been in the NFL, you look forward to spending time with a coach like Bill Belichick, and the chances that I've been, I learned a great deal, and, so it's unfortunate this is overshadowing the great job, obviously, he's done and the organization has done year in and year out.
Coach, you mentioned you don't know yet about Rudy Johnson. How confident are you and the other guys you have there to be able to get the running game going?
Well, we really are. We made a big push, prior to the season and during the start of free agency to re-sign Kenny because we felt Kenny gives us a guy that we know we can count on in many different areas. And, as we were in it with two backs there on the team, we really try to limit Kenny and what we do. And now that he is, if he ends up being the main our main halfback this weekend, then we're real confident in the things he can do and give us a different style, a little bit more slashing than what Rudy J is. So, we'll have to play out the week and see what happens.
It seems like you've been snake bit a little at linebacker. is Amon Brooks supposed to come back this week?
Well, he's got an opportunity to. He got a little bit early in practice today, and then we kind of shut him down. But we'll see. We still have some time before Monday night, and it would be helpful if we could get him back for some snaps. Yes.
How much has the turnover or the injuries and suspensions at linebacker?
Well, we didn't have a suspension at linebacker, so I'm not sure where you're referring to.
Well, Odell Thurman.
Well, Odell Thurman was never in our plans here, so that's a league matter, and he was not a person that was ever counted on in anything here, at least from the coaching end. I can tell you that 100%. But we've had some injuries, and we've had to overcome them, and that's what you have to do. We've added a couple of veteran players in Lamar Marshall and Dehani Jones who have kind of come in here and hit the ground running, and it's been helpful. We'll see how we go through this week and if we can able to get some of the guys that have been bumped and bruised back and ready to play this weekend.
You like those orange jerseys?
It's just kind of one of our combinations, so similar to the Patriots with their three jerseys.
Thanks, Coach.
Marvin.
Thank you, Marvin.
All right, guys.
Very much. Appreciate it.
Gals, thank you.
Thank you.